We are learning Masechta Tzumah, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, it said that a chayla who is not well, he is allowed to eat al pi bikim. So Amar Rabbi Yanai, al pi bikim means professional doctor. So Amar Rabbi Yanai, chayla oimer tzaruch. If let's say a chayla says, "I have to eat. I'm not feeling well. I have to eat." But Reifei Eimer, we're talking about a chayla who could come to a day sakana, a chayla that's a serious chayla, heart condition, diabetes, something, and he says, I have to eat. But Reifei Eimer, the doctor says, ain't it tzaruch? The doctor says, you know, he doesn't have to eat. Shoymin l'chayla. You listen to the chayla. The chayla says, I must eat. If not, I'm going to pass out. Then you listen to the chayla. My timer. What's the reason? In the pasuk it says, Lev yedei amaras nafshay. A person in his heart knows exactly what's going on. He sometimes knows better than someone else. And if he feels that he's in a dangerous situation, we trust him and we let him eat. So, Gemara Pshita, obviously, if it's his word against a doctor's word, why shouldn't we believe him? Maybe a doctor knows better than him. Kamash Vallah, no. Kamash Vallah, the Chayla knows better when it's one against one, at least. We believe the Chayla over the doctor. Another halacha, Rabbi Yanai says, Reifa imer tzarech, b'chayla imer tzarech. Let's say you have, the doctor says you have to eat, if not you're in a dangerous situation, and the chayla says, no, I feel fine, I'm not eating. Then shayma l'reifa, you listen to the reifa. My timer, why? I, the person saying he doesn't need to eat, so why do we trust the doctor who says he has to eat? My timer, tumbu d'nokalei, we assume that it's a shtus, because he's sick, he's not thinking straight, and therefore, he's not thinking correctly, not thinking straight, and therefore we believe the doctor. So Rabbi Yanai really says two chedushim. First of all, he says that he himself is trusted. If he says he has to eat, then he eats. And he also said, all you need is one doctor to say he needs to eat, that's enough. You don't need two doctors. So Zakta Gemara, rather than from the Mishnah, a right now like this. Tanai went into the Mishnah. Choyla, someone who's not well, machil nois al pi bikiyim. You give him to eat, al pi doctors, and it says Bikin also Rabbim. It's mashma two doctors, and now he's mashma two doctors, mashma dafka doctors, not himself. Al pi Bikin in a piyatz meloi. It's mashma dafka if the doctors say he has to eat, but himself not. So Gemara says, so the first question on that part, that it's mashma in the Mishnah, the only time he's allowed to eat is only if the doctors say he has to eat, but he himself is not trusted. So that's it's mashma dafka de Bikin. Al pi Bikin in a piyatz meloi. Gemara says, no, loi. Al pi Bikin in. The Mishnah is coming to say is that you need two doctors. One doctor says he has to eat, is not trusted. So the problem is, that's also a kasha. So you have two questions over here from the Mishnah. First of all, question number one is, that's question number one. And question number two is, it's mashma, you need two doctors instead of one doctor. Rabbi Yanai said that one doctor is enough. And here in our Mishnah, it's mashma, that you need two doctors. That's the two questions the Gemara asks. So Gemara has two questions on Rabbi Yanai. Two questions. Question number one is that's mashma mishnah dafka pi bikim pi atzmenat. And number two, it's mashma you need two bikim, not one baki. And Rabbi Yanai said one reifei is enough. So Gemara answers hakamai eskinon. What is our Mishnah talking about? The amar loy tzarichna, where the chayla is saying I don't have to eat, and there the Mishnah says that the only time you could eat a pi reifim is if you have two reifims, if you have two doctors. So therefore, it answers at least the akapanam, the first question. The first question was that, what do you need, Bikiyim? He's trusted himself to say he has to eat. Whereas Terry says, no, here the case is, the chayla, the sick person saying, I don't have to eat. So there, the only way to eat is a pi Bikiyim, a pi Bikiyim, a pi doctors. But Gemara's a kasha, but still shver, because why isn't one reif enough? One doctor should be enough. A list for a pi baki echad, one baki should be enough to let him eat. So our answer is lo tricha the ika achrina b'hadi dam lo tzarach. Besides for the chayla himself, sick person himself saying I don't need to eat, he has a doctor supporting his tzad, supporting his stance. They don't have to eat. So now kamash v'lon is that you two professional doctors outweigh his opinion and the doctor's opinion. So the Gemara was still shver because it says the Mishnah machin oisa pi bikim. So that's partial in this case. What are we saying? We're saying the case over here is that two doctors saying he has to eat, and him and another doctor saying they don't have to eat. So we're saying that's the Mishnah is teaching us that Yida Bibikim. Mar says that's also still Svar because it's Pasha. The Chiyah Bibikim, Pshita. Son of Pasha is Rav HaKal. The Lacha is, anytime there's a Suffolk Nefasha, we have an equal Suffolk, two against two, equal Suffolk. The Lacha is Suffolk Nefasha is HaKal. You make it, of course you're allowed to eat. That wouldn't be a Chiddush. So Mar is like Tzricha, like this. There are two doctors supporting the sick person who are all saying you don't have to eat. And now, what's the chiddush? And here you have two against three. Now, afagav. So now, why is that a chiddush? We always say that trei kemeya. Afagav to amrav safra trei kemeya meik trei. When it comes to edus, two edus is just as good as 100 edus. 100 edus is as good as two edus. There's no difference. But hani mili, that's only an edus. Avlei umdino. When it comes to umdino, which means you're assessing a situation, then usually you go basa reiv deis. Basa deis is leading. You go basa. Rav Day. So it means if more people say one way, you go bust them usually. So here the chiddush is that b'hanimili leading umdina malina. That's only by umdina by assess the situation of how much something is worth, something with money. Avahacha, but here the chiddush of our mission is suffik nefashasu, and suffik nefashas lahakel. Even when it's three saying he does not have to eat and two saying you do have to eat. So what comes out here is that we are saying that if back to Rabbi Yana's halacha. So Rabbi Yana is saying is that our Mishnah that says you need two bikiyim is a case where he was saying he doesn't have to eat, the sick person, and he had two people supporting him saying you don't have to eat. And kamash v'lon, maichel api bikiyim, two doctors say you have to eat, then you eat. Because, suffik nefashos lahakal. But the Gemara has another kasha, v'tchoni seifa, v'main shom bikiyim, if you can't find any doctors, v'achil nois api atzmai, you give him to eat api himself, it's telling that's what the Mishnah is talking about. V'achal the reish yudom ha-tzarech. It's telling the Mishnah is also talking about that he has to eat. Because the Mishnah never spoke out, did he say tzarech or not? The end of the Mishnah is clear that he's saying he has to eat. And the Mishnah sounds like it's saying like this, like Tosfos speaks out, that you first have to look for doctors. If you can't find doctors, you can be samech on him. So it's mashma. That really, the first thing is you got to find a doctor. So it's again, Shver, it's Kasha Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana said that he is believed can I get a doctor. And he was saying, when you have doctors, you have to find doctors. You're not believed. So when it says, Chsuri Mechsuri, you have to add in some words in the Mishnah. Valchi Ketani. The Reish Mishnah says, when there's two doctors saying he has to eat, he's allowed to eat. B'medvar Amurim, Domaloy Tzarechani. Those cases, we need two doctors, when a guy himself says, I don't need to eat. Aval Amar Tzarechani, where he says, I need to eat. Ain chom bikim trei ela echad. There's no two bikim, only one. The amal loy tzarach machil and oisa pi atzmai. Then you meichel him al pi atzmai. That's the halacha. So in this, it's mvui over here that if he says there's no bikim here, and he's the only here, one saying, one doctor saying he doesn't need, and he's saying I do need, then he's believed. But it would be mashma lemaisim from Rabbi Yanai the way he learns of the Mishnah. Vim ancient bikim is no two bikim, but if there's two bikim, we don't trust his assessment. That means, according to Rabbi Yanai, if two doctors say he does not have to eat, and he says he does have to eat, he's not believed. Even though Lev Yodea Maris Nafshe, a person knows himself what's going on, but two doctors go against him will not win. He will not win. That's Rabbi Yanai Shita. And Rabbi Yanai learns the mission like this. The Reisha says they eat up bikim, you need two doctors saying he has to eat. That's in a case where the sick person saying he don't have to eat, and even he has two edus with him, still the two who say he has to eat, we believe them, suffering the partial halakha he eats. The sefer of the Mishnah is talking about where he says tzarech, and there are no two bakim, one baki is saying loy tzarech, one baki saying he doesn't have to eat. He is believed keneged that baki. But if it be two bakim saying loy tzarech, and chanam, he would not be believed. That's a sikum of Rav Yanai's shita. Mar bravash yomar, he argues. Kol heichadam atzarech ani. Anytime a choyle says I need to eat, I feel like a meya. Even if there's 100 doctors saying you don't have to eat, I feel like a meya. Dam v'loy tzarech l'idei shemina. We listen to him. Shenamar says the pasuk leiv yedei amaras nafshe. That means Rav Bravash takes it a step further than Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said you only believe connected one doctor. Mar bravash says you believe connected all the doctors. So how do you learn the Mishnah? That's the question. Tanah, and it says in our Mishnah, "Ein sham bekiim." There's no bekiim. Mechil mas peyatzmai. Time with like a bekiim. It's only because there's no bekiim. Ha'ika bekiim. If there are doctors, two doctors or more, loy. It sounds like he won't be able to eat. To go with the bekiim. If no bekiim, then you trust him. Mashma. If you have bekiim, if you have doctors, you trust the doctors. This is a riot to Rav Yanai. It's a kasha on Ma'abar Rashi. The Gemara answers, this is how you read the Mishnah. You have to read the Mishnah a different way. When it says it, the Mishnah Makiyim, it's like a statement. It's saying that when Mokoyim the Chayla itself, there is no Bekiyas. When do you say they need Bekiyim to say he has to eat? It's only when the Chayla says, I don't need to eat. But Aval Amar Tzarach, and if he says I have to eat, then Ein Shom Bekiyim Klal. It means there's no din bekiyim. When he says ein bekiyim, means if you put in the words medva amurim that he didn't say I need, but if he says I need, then ein sham bekiyim means there is no halacha of bekiyim. We don't care. We don't care about if there's doctors or not, because lei v'dei amaras nafshay, everything goes by his own halacha, what he knows, what he says, what he feels, because lei v'dei amaras nafshay, and according to Mar Bar Rashi, if he feels he has to eat, then that's the halacha, and we paskin taka like Mar Bar Avashi. Tosis has a discussion. We paskin like Tosis of Maschal Mar, but Lamaisa and Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Mar Bar Avashi, that even if all the doctors say he doesn't have to eat, but he feels himself, he feels he's a matzav of sakana, and he has to eat, we trust him and he's allowed to eat. So the Mishnah Vayta, Misha Chazay Bumas. Someone gets attacked with a sickness that comes from hunger, and Rashi explains what happens is, a simon to the sickness is that his eyes, he loses some of his eyesight, and he's very, very weak. He feels he's going to die. It's called a bulmus. It comes from hunger. So, machil noisei fil dvarim tameim. You're allowed to feed him. This is talking about not even Yom Kippur. It's an emergency. You're allowed to give him even dvarim tameim. You're allowed to give him tray for food. Achi oiru enov. Until his eyes light up. Until his eyes light up, then he's seeing, he's feeling better, then you could give him as much tray for food, as much food that's not kosher, until he gets better. Another halacha, Misha Nosher Kelav Shaita, a Kelav Shaita, which is a wild dog, which see the simonim of this dog on the bottom of Pei Gimel on the base, but a Kelav Shaita who bites him, Eim Achilim Oisoi, so now he's in a dangerous situation. The question is, there was a tradition, that if you give the person from the liver of this kelev, this dog, obviously this liver is called diaphragm, to be more exact, chazar covers the diaphragm. If you give the diaphragm of the dog to the person, their tradition was to get better. Obviously, that diaphragm is not kosher, it's from a dog. So the question, you're allowed to give it. So Tanakhama says, machilin oisai, that a machilin, Tanakhama says, you cannot be machilin oisai mechazar kavasai, you cannot give him from the diaphragm. Why not? Like Rashi explains, because we're not sure if it's a refuah baduka, we're not sure if this refuah really works. That's the reason. He says, Rashi says, that's the minik, ain't a refuah gemura. It's not a clear refuah. Therefore, the Tanakamos, you cannot give it to him. Ramasi Mecharish says, it's mutter to give it to this person, because it is a good refuah. But if everyone knew it was a good refuah, it's pashas mutter, because nothing stands for v'kuach nefesh. So, of course, let it give him the non-kosher diaphragm of a dog. But here the question is it a refuah or not? So Tanakhama says it's not a refuah, it's not a document, it's not an established refuah. Mas Becharish says no, it is, it's mutter. Va'oidam Mas Becharish, a choshesh v'groinoi, someone has a pain in his throat. It could be talking about a sickness called Askara, but he has a pain in his throat. Oh, we'll see later on, it's maybe Safadina, something has to do with his teeth, that starts in his teeth and ends up in his throat and it goes down into his stomach. We'll see exactly which sickness we're talking about. There might be some sickness called Safadina, which is in the teeth, goes to the tonsils, goes down the throat. The halacha is, Matil Sam, you're allowed to give him medicine, so for the Shabbos, for the Shufafik Nefashis, for the Shufafik Shabbos. And the halacha is that, B'kuch Nefesh Deich Shabbos. So the Achronim has questions over here, that Yigilim Hashan on the back asks, what do you need to say Sakana Sefashis? All it is medicine. You're allowed to take a medicine even Chayla She'en by Sakana. Even a Chayla is not in danger is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So the Tiferes Yisrael answers, he would talk about a case where you have to do Isurei Deraisa. You have to cut the plants down to make the medicine and then still mutter. Why? Because B'kuach Nefesh, B'kuach Nefesh Deich Shabbos. Mishnah of Mapilus. If a building fell down on someone, a building or some kind of pile, something, structure fell on someone, and we don't know who's there. Safak Usham, Safak Ainisham. We're not sure if there's a person there. We have rumors there's a person under it. And even if a person's there, we're not sure if he's alive or dead. Safak Chai, Safak Meis. And even if the guy's alive, maybe he's a non-Jew. Safak Kusi, Safak Israel. The halach is Mefach Lav Sagal. Misafik, even though it's only a Safak, it might be three Sveikis, still, we dig it out on Shabbos. Matsuachai, he found that he's alive. You can continue digging, even though he looks like he's going to die any minute. Even for Chai Yishai, you like keep on digging. Matsuachai mefachin, the mace. But if he's dead, Yenichu, you leave him there until after Shabbos, and after Shabbos, you'll take him out. Sokhtim Varavaita, Tanar Abonim. Tell the Mishnah, someone who got this sickness called bulmus, which happens from being very hungry, and he loses part of his eyesight, that's a simon. What do? You give him food until his eyesight returns. Tanar Abonim, Anayin, Hayodim Shiru Einav. How do you know when his eyesight returns? Mar answers, when he can tell the difference between good and bad. What does that mean? Abai over time, when he knows to tell the difference between a good a food and a bad food. So Rashash asks, what do you mean? Just see if he got his eyesight back. So Rashash says, what it means in our Mishnah, he gets his eyesight back. It doesn't mean literally eyesight. That means his taste, which is Chachma. Others say, they were talking about here in a case where it was a dark room, you couldn't tell if his eyes came back, and if we give him another test to see if he could taste something, that would be the other test. Zokta Gemara Vaitik. Gemara brings down another Braisa, and this is an idea of a Kal Tchila that we had before, that when you're feeding someone a Dava Issa, you try to take the more cool, bigger thing. Someone who got the sickness called bulmus, he means very hungry, he has to eat something. You feed him first. If you feed him something that's not mutter, it's not mutter to eat. We're talking about a week, not Shabbos or Yom Kippur. We're talking about a regular day, but you're giving him food that's not kosher. So you give him the more cool, digger thing first. What's an example? Tevel and Aveli. You have a choice to give Tevel. Tevel is grain that you didn't take Meiser off it. It's called Tevel. Yichai Misde Shemayim. Or a piece of Aveli, which is a lav. Which one do you give him? Achil Meiser and Aveli. You feed him lav. Why? Because it's more cool. The raya is there's no Misde Shemayim by Aveli. You only have Misde Shemayim by Tevel. So the Aveli is only a lav. You give it to them. That's better. That's better to give that to him. Tevel Ushvias. What about if you have a choice, even give Tevel or give him Peris from Shemitah? Shvias. Shvias is more kuladik because Shvias is the Isser Aseh, and therefore it's more kuladik than the Isser of Tevel. Isser Tevel, it's only a bit of Aseh, and therefore it's more kuladik. Tevel or Chuma. Let's say you have a choice, Tevel or Chuma. Both of them are Aseh, both of them are Mishdeh Shemayim. Which one's more kuladik? The Gemara says that's the Tanoi, it's Machlokes Tanoi. You feed a sick person, you give him tevel, you don't give him truma, because tevel is more kuladik. Ben tema, you marry truma le tevel, give him truma and not tevel. What's the biyah machlekes? Mark explains. Oh, Rab, first level limit to machlekes. If it's possible, this is tevel, take off the truma, put it aside, and what's left is enough for him to eat. Obviously, you just take off the truma and you have chulin. Why would you give him chuma or tevel if you could fix it up? So obviously it's not enough. For example, let's say you have 10 ounces of grain. So if maaser and chuma comes out to 10% or 20% if you count maaser shein, let's say 20% you have to take off for maaser. So you're down to 8 ounces. So is 8 ounces enough for him? So then for sure you do this and give him 8 ounces. But the case over here is that he needs all 10 ounces. So the question is, should he eat 10 ounces of tevel or you should eat 8 ounces of chulin and 2 ounces of truma and meiser? It happens to be our case is not very exact because meiser is mutter to eat. This belongs to the kohen, but there might be truma's meiser. So the numbers I'll give you are not exact. The truma usually is only 2%, not 20%. But like upon him, if you need all the percent, including the trumas, and the question is, what's it better, to have chulin and truma together, or all tevel? That's the question. You take off the truma, and you give it to him. What's the machlek? It's not enough. It's not enough to eat from the chulin. He has to eat the whole entire basketful. So Mar Sovar, one man holds Tevel is Chomer. Tevel is more Chomer. Mar Sovar, Tumor is more Chomer. Tumor is more Chomer. What's the Vachlekes? Mar Sovar, Tevel Chomer. Why? Ava Tumor Chaz a Koyin. Tumor Lemaisa, a Koyin is allowed to eat, so it's not so Chomer. So therefore, it's better to give him Tevel, than give him Tevel. Because Tumor, if you give him Tumor Lemaisa, some people are allowed to eat it. Koyin is allowed to eat it, so it's more cool to do. Mar Sovar, the opposite. Truma Chamura, Ava Tevel, Efshah Zakuni. Tevel, the Issa Tevel is something that can be fixed. Therefore, it's less of an Issa. But Truma can't be fixed, therefore it's better to give him Tevel, not Truma. So that's the Machlekes over here, which one is better.